KSLN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration is urging Israeli and terror group Hamas negotiators to restart ceasefire talks.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said efforts continue to get back to the bargaining table now that Israel has expanded its military offensive against Hamas.
We're still talking about trying to find a way forward on hostages. We're talking about sustaining and expanding the humanitarian assistance, making it into Gaza.
Sullivan said talks broke down when Hamas refused to release the remaining women hostages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Air Force says the wreckage of a military aircraft has been located off the coast of Japan. A search team found the Osprey aircraft that crashed during a training exercise last week, along with the bodies of five missing crew members. Two members remain unaccounted for. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is coming to the defense of former President Trump.
Cheney told CBS last week she was worried about the prospect of Donald Trump winning a second term. She warned the U.S. was, in her words, sleepwalking into dictatorship. Senator Graham responded on CNN's State of the Union that the country faces far more peril from a second Biden term. Quote, our border is broken. The only person who is really going to fix a broken border is Donald Trump. When he was president, none of this stuff was going on in Ukraine. Hamas and all these other terrorist groups were afraid of Trump. Despite facing four criminal indictments, the former president remains the leading GOP presidential candidate by a wide margin. Bob Agner reporting.
Liz Cheney has also said that people should not vote for Republicans. The Republican National Committee announces who will be taking part in the fourth GOP debate on Wednesday. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders take a stand for Israel.
Arisha, pro-Palestinian rallies on America's college campuses and in some cities has prompted conservative Christian leaders to send a letter to Congress urging full support for Israel and condemnation of anti-Semitism in all its forms. Amongst the signatories are Dr. James Dobson, Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, and Gordon Robertson of CBN. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some people are complaining about a satanic Christmas tree on display at Wisconsin's National Railroad Museum. That institution hosts an annual display of Christmas trees, but this is the first time that a satanic offering has been permitted. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher is among the critics, telling Fox News, it's impossible to overstate how offensive this is to Christians. It would be the same thing as waving a Hamas flag inside a synagogue, end quote. This is SRN News. A deadly fire in New York is blamed on an electric bicycle battery.
The fire started Sunday night in a 10th floor apartment in the Bronx. One person who was rushed to the hospital with critical injuries died. Two others suffered life-threatening injuries, and four others were slightly hurt. Fire marshals blame the fire on an e-bike's lithium-ion battery. New York City has seen hundreds of fires linked to the batteries that power electric bikes and scooters. City officials have blamed off-market batteries and chargers for many of the fires. They've lobbied the federal government to strengthen regulations governing the sale of e-bikes and batteries. I'm Rita Foley.
The number injured is currently unknown following a large explosion at a home in Arlington, Virginia. The police department says officers were trying to execute a search warrant when someone fired a gun. An explosion followed. Video on social media shows the home exploding. More details at SRNnews.com.